harvest progress and where the market goes. Hello everyone, I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Many Midwestern farmers embraced drier weather this past week after rain slowed field work the first part of October. The pace of the nation's corn and soybean harvest has picked up, so what's ahead for commodity prices? Analyst Mike Zuzulo says there are bullish and bearish scenarios in play, and he'll talk marketing strategies after this. Global Commodity Analytics President Mike Zuzulo says as the market digests harvest progress and trade uncertainties, soybean farmers should anticipate volatility.
I would say very plainly, this is a market where I think you have almost an equal amount of upside and downside at this stage of the game, because we're roughly 50 cents off the lows from the later part, end of part of September, when it comes to bean futures. The cash market has not yet reacted to that. I think the processor bids are going to be the first to come back up, because our crush pace has been very, very strong, and we're going to continue to feed a lot of livestock into the first half of 2019. The export market is probably going to have to wait and wait until we get a weather market out of Brazil. But it has to be said that we still have African swine fever in China and new cases being reported, and we have a record planting pace coming out of Brazil when it comes to soybean plantings at 20% as of the end of last week, and that beat the 2016 record of 18% and compares to last year's of about 12%. So when I look at the markets, I feel like the National Soybean Index price running at about 765 currently, I think it has the ability, it's in some locations, to maybe break through the $8 barrier, but not by much more than that. I think that's probably the target prices that I would be laying out for producers. And I started out the beginning of 2018 marketing year with the idea that if I could get between $550 and $650 of gross revenue on soybeans, I would want to recommend hedges for the soybeans for producers. That number still stands, unless I'm talking to producers that are going to lose 10 or 15% of their beans out of the field.
When harvest challenges caused by weather are taken into account, he tells Brownfield the national soybean yield could get trimmed by 2 or 3 bushels.
That would cut our ending stocks by about 265 million bushels. That would equate to about a 625 million bushel carryover. And that, on my analysis, would suggest that we could get those lead month bean futures markets probably closer to the 915 to 925 level. I think, want to be proactive in letting beans and market beans, both 18 and 19, when you get these kind of rallies because of the trade trying to factor in a lower supply.
Zuzulo says USDA probably isn't done lowering that export number. With Managing for Profit, I'm Mark Dorenkamp on Brownfield.